Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had mixed trade in the row crops grown in the Midwest. Corn was down 1 to 2 cents at the close today after trading higher for the middle part of the day. Beans, on the other hand, were strong throughout. We made new contract highs for the March 2014 contract. It closed at 1407.5, up 8.5 cents, and that was a half cent off the high. The previous high was set in August of 2012, which was 1399.75. And here, since we have first notice day for that March contract this Friday, there's a lot of people driving that thing up and short positions getting out. But that first notice day for the March contracts again is this Friday, so we may see some more volatile action going into that. November 2014 wasn't up quite as much, only up 2 cents at 1169.5. And then wheat futures really got hit hard at the end of the day, down 10 to 13 cents in Kansas City and down 13 to 15 cents in the Chicago wheat futures. Both of those are quite disappointing here, but we're really still at really high prices, about 75 to 80 cents off the lows in that July Kansas City wheat, which closed down 11.5 cents at 674.5. Now, another one we don't talk about much, but the oats. The oats have been really wild at 506 at all-time highs, up 3 cents.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The next big government report we'll watch is the USDA report, which is out March 10th. That'll be the next supply and demand numbers. But that's quite a ways off, so we've got a few other things to talk about that are smaller in significance. Had a few export sales. The USDA announced 101,000 of U.S. old crop corn to an unknown destination. And so that was a bit positive, but wasn't enough to keep the corn futures strong. And then we have the export bookings tomorrow. The guesses at this point are 600,000 to 800,000 for corn, 240 to 300,000 for wheat, the old crop beans of 150 to 250, and 200 to 300 a new crop. Those are relatively low to what we would see normally this time of year. We had an ethanol production report also this morning. Output was up slightly on the week and 11% over where we were last year, but stocks were slightly down 1% on the week and lower 12% lower than last year. But margins remain positive. So it looks like we're going to have continued ethanol production where those guys are still going to make some money keeping that business rolling. And then last but not least, the weather forecast for the weekend's cold and snowy for the Midwest and continued dry weather here in the Southern Plains.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, February live cattle were up $2.20 at 148.65. March feeders were up 92 at 172 even. And the April lean hogs were up 45 cents at 101.02. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was down 11.5 cents at 679 even. The July contract was off 9.75 cents at 676 and 1/4. Chicago March corn down 0.25 cents at 455.5. And July was off 0.5 cents at 464 and 3/4. March soybeans were up 8.25 cents on the day at 1407 and a quarter. And March cotton was off 85 points at 85.37. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.